We are back on regional radio at North County High School, and one of their outstanding athletes is about to go play college softball next year at Fontbonne University. Michaela Mason joining us now, just made it official, made the signing official. All the pictures are done, everything yes. like that. Uh-huh. Everything's good to go. And what really excites you about the next step in your softball career?
I'm really excited that I'm going to play college softball. It's always been a dream of mine, and I get to play for a coach that I really enjoy her, and I think she's going to do great things with the program since she's just recently taken over. And I'm just excited to keep pitching and doing my thing.
At Fontbonne, what really made you decide on them? You were talking about some of the other options that you were considering, mm-hmm. but Fontbonne just seemed like the right fit. What really made it that way?
Well, I had toured some other colleges, and I just really never felt like comfortable on their campuses. And then I toured Fontbonne. It was actually the first place I ever toured. And I just enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed the atmosphere. And when I met the coach, she was just so like welcoming. And she really made me feel like I was a part of the program already.
It's usually the first visits that kind of stick out a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoyed the program for softball, but when I also visited for education-wise, it was just like outstanding the way they had redone all their art programs and everything.
With the last few years that you've been playing at North County, what part of your game do you think's really improved to help you prepare for this next level?
I think my pitching has improved a lot recently. Last summer when I played for my summer team, I excelled a lot in most of my tournaments, and that's when I started really picking up on more colleges and more options for me to choose from, and I just think I have excelled a lot better there.
Has it been pitching pretty much exclusively for you, or have you kind of split time in other places also?
It's mostly just been pitching. I play first too, which I think I'll get to do a little bit of that in college, but it's mostly just always been pitching.
Yeah, for sure. Do you spend a lot? Do you think you'll spend a lot of time hitting also, or are you going to focus in on pitching when you get there?
I think I'll get to hit too. I'm a decent hitter, I would say so, but I think it'll mostly be pitching with a little bit of hitting in first base.
Of course, you haven't just played softball here. You also played basketball. Yeah. What's really been the best part about playing in North County all these years, just in general?
The best part, honestly, has been the teammates. I have made so many close friends, and I'm really excited. Like, some of my friends on the basketball team are also playing up in St. Louis at a different college, and I'm really excited to still get to be around them and hang out with them.
What are some of the favorite memories that you have, that stick out in your mind in softball or anything else like in athletics?
Well, my sophomore year is when I started getting to pitch a lot in high school, and we were still playing Central at this time before they had switched to spring, and we beat them twice and ended up winning conference, and it was the most exciting thing I had ever done. And basketball-wise is when we won districts last year because no one expected us to, and it was just great.
Yeah. When you were pitching against Central, you were pitching in both of those games, or was it?
Yeah, I actually did. One of them was a really close game. It had been back and forth the game, and I had went out in the middle of the game, and I was so nervous, and I went over to my dad, and I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore, and he was like, you just got to keep going, and we pushed through and ended up winning.
Awesome. You told me earlier you're going to be studying fine arts.
Yes, I am. I actually will get a certificate in art therapy, too. I want to possibly be an art therapist. I think that's the way I'll probably go. But I just really enjoy art, and I think that's the way for me.
Is there a process that you'll go through after you graduate high school? How early will you go up there and start practicing with the team, and do they play fall also?
They play, I think, a few tournaments in fall. I haven't really discussed if I'm going up there or not in the summer. I'm sure we'll get summer workouts to be prepared, though.
Yeah, for sure. Who have really been some of the biggest people that have influenced you over this journey that have helped you get to this point?
My pitching coach, Chelsea Thomas, she pitched at Mizzou and pitched pro, and she has been such an influence for me, just everything that she has taught me. I've been seeing her since I was 12 years old, so she's been a major influence. And then my summer coach, Aaron Byington, he went here, but he lives in St. Louis now, and he has helped me so much as I've gotten older and with recruiting. And then, honestly, my parents, they have helped me so much, and they've let me stay in softball. They were the ones who let me start playing when I was 8 years old, so they've been with me all the way.
Chelsea Thomas, not just a Mizzou pitcher, one of the best Mizzou pitchers you can probably learn from. That must have been pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I go up. She actually coaches at McKendree College now, and I go up and I see her almost every week still, which is a long drive, but it's definitely worth it.
Is there anybody you want to thank for helping it get to this point? Anybody you want to shout out?
Just shout out my friends and my family. Like, they have always been there for me, and my softball coaches, even basketball coaches. Like, Miss Kemp, she has been great for me through all 4 years of high school, and I really enjoyed everything.
Awesome. Appreciate the time. Congratulations,
Thank
Michaela.
Thank you.
Michaela Mason, going to play at Fontbonne next year for softball, joining us today on Regional Radio.